From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
The U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday delivered his seventh and last State of the Union address to Congress. Mr. Obama's televised speech gave an upbeat assessment of the country's economic fortunes at home.
For the past 7 years, our goal has been a growing economy that also works better for everybody. We've made progress, but we need to make more.
Speaking to a packed House of Representatives chamber, Mr. Obama acknowledged that the expectations are low for his final year in office, but vowed he will not stop working to achieve his policy goals. The Republican response to the speech will be delivered by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to accept a sanctions bill that would block North Korea's access to hard currency. That bill is seen as a response to North Korea's announcement last week that it had conducted a fourth nuclear test. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Wednesday called for a tougher, punitive response to North Korea's nuclear test. In a news conference in Seoul, she called on China to play a key role in putting new sanctions in place. Meanwhile, Reuters cites North Korean media as reporting that the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for an expansion in the size and power of his country's nuclear arsenal. A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations said Tuesday 51% of children between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. This is VOA News.